Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir sponsor Lo Nishmas Am Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abbas with Daf Kuf Nun Zayin. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Beis brings that Rav Ashi had two Mahaduras, two versions of his learning, Mahadura Kamo and Mahadura Basra. In Mahadura Kamo, he said Rishon Kona, that was the Psak. In Mahadura Basra, he said Yachloiku. Now, what is Mahadura Kamo and Mahadura Basra of Rav Ashi? The Rashbam says that when he was chayzer his Talmudoi Pam Shniyo, he chazer his learning twice. Why? So he brings the name of Tshuvas Rav Hai and Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rav Ashi, the Gersa by us says Rav Ashi lived 60 years, but the Magim already fixed it. It's not fixed 60 years, but for 60 years he was Rosh Hashiva. And every year he chazered his learning in the months of Nisan and Tishrei. Every 30 years he finished one machzor, one cycle. So by 60 years he did two cycles. Now what's shot that he finished exactly in 30 years? So this is brought down in Igeres of Shri Ragoin and Oiskuf Dalet. He explains that there's 60 mesechtes in Shas, shishi mesechtes, and every one of these Yarchikalo, Nisan and Tishrei, they did one mesechta. So in 30 years, you do 60 mesechtes. And after 60 years, he did two cycles. That's the reason every cycle of learning took 30 years. Two mesechtes a year brings you to 60 mesechtes. That's the entire Shas. Rav Ashi did the cycle twice, and that's the two versions of Rav Ashi's learning. Now, Rav Shaya Pick, in the Agdoma to the Sefer She'ilas Shalom, says, he says the name of the Rashbam. Really, we don't really have it fairish in the Rashbam, but based on what the Rashbam says, based on Rav Shira Goyen, is that it comes out there's 60 mesechtes in Shas. But the problem is, the Rambam says in the Agdoma to Zeroyim that there's 61 mesechtes in Shas, not 60. So the Chasam Sofer in Koivitz Tshuva Simen Samech Dalet answers it, and he says that if you look at the Rambam carefully, the Rambam brings, why is it 60 mesechtes? Because Bo Bakamo, Bo Metzi, and Bo Basro, all three are considered to be one mesechto, which is called Meseches Nezikin. And there is some that hold that Sanhedrin and Makis is one mesechto. So according, if you take these two sheets together, put Bo Bakamo, Bo Metzi, Bo Basro together, and Sanhedrin and Makis together, then you have exactly 60 mesechtes. And Ayin Shalach has a Sefer that brings another version that holds the 63 mesechtes. And the simon to remember it is Yelipcho Gasbahim. Gasbahim is Gematria 63. Chasam Sofer goes on to do the Cheshbon. How do you get to 63? Baal Koponim, we learn over here that Rav Ashi learned Shas twice. He had two versions of his learning. And he changed his mind in the second time to fix and correct what he did in the first time. And from here we see that in general, there's a concept called Madura Basu, where you fix Madura Kama. And this is brought down in many of the Sorim. We're just going to bring a few examples. The Kinas Seifrim on Sefer Mitzvahs the Rambam in the end of Shoshu Dalet says sometimes we find contradictions between Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam and the Adah Chazaka of the Rambam. He says that's not a problem. The Adah Chazaka was written later and the Rambam changed his mind. As we see over here, Madura Kama, Madura Basra. And he says that's Der Chachomim Venevoinim Shadaito Mosid Mitzvasef Esaleim Kozmat Shemaskinim. People get older, they change their mind. So when you have a new Mahadura of the same Echabe, he could change his mind from his first Mahadura. The Chidah and the Shem HaGidoilim, he writes that the Sefer Beis Shmuel, which is written in Evin Ezer, what we have is called Mahadura Basra. And there's another Mahadura called Mahadura Kamo, which many things were changed from Mahadura Kamo to Mahadura Basra. So that's what we follow, what we have in our hand, because the Beis Shmuel changed his mind in many halachas. And it's very similar, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger in his Sefer called Kina Sofrim as well, in the end of the Sefer, in the Hashmot, the Simon Chof, he brings someone asked a question. He has a contradiction between two tshuvas in his Sefer. So before he answers the question, he says, first of all, this is not a question. I could change my mind, as many of G'doy Lo'ilum change their mind. And he says, you look at the Gemara, it's Madura Kama, Madura Basra. Rav Ashi himself changed his mind. And he brings the Primigodim, he wrote some things in the Sefer Primigodim, but in his lifetime, later, after the Primigodim came out, people asked him some shilas, and he said opposite of what's written in Primigodim. They asked him, what's going on? You're saying different than your Sefer. He says, yes, I learned it better, and I changed my mind. And we'll conclude these Mekoyrus with a Tiferes Yisrael, famous Tiferes Yisrael, in Ovis Perk base, on the, in Boyaz Ois base. And he says, you should know every person who's Moitzi a Sefer, you should be careful to do a Mahadura Basra to fix and all the mistakes and changes that he has. And he goes on to say that really Shas that we have, the Shas that we have, is Rav Ashi's Mahadura Basra. But there's some mesechtes that they did not do another maduro. Which mesechtes is that? It says kimedum eli she mesechtes nedarim nazir erchin krisus tumuro meilo and tomid. These mesechtes, there was no maduro basa, there was no second version. And that's why the Losh of that Masechtes, Enam Kesignoin Shar Hashas. It's a different version. It wasn't written the same way. It wasn't fixed as the Madur Bas of the rest of Shas. And the source of this concept called Madur Bas, we see over here in our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.